Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
All right, everyone. I'm coming to you from my kitchen here in New York City. I'm with one-time Keith Thurman. If you hear any honks of horns, you hear any fights going on outside, I'm sorry. It's New York City. Can't do anything about that. But we got the man right here, Keith one-time Thurman. And Keith, we'll get to a lot of boxing. We're going to get to what your upcoming year is going to look like. But first, we have to ask, the hair. It's you got a shaved head, man. It's how did it happen? When did it happen? We need the details.
It was coming into the new year. I had my barber come over on New Year's Eve, right before, you know, his things to do with whoever he took out that night for a little New Year's party or whatever. Yeah. But it was just a new look going into the new year. To be honest, I never posted the cut he gave me that night because my barber's always cut me up around here. Yeah. He's like, yo, Thurman, man, you never let me do nothing on the top. He's like, you can't just cut it all off. He's like, you got to let me put a little something up there. And I said, all right, just put it kind of low, do some. So I had this, there was actually this little, just a little thing on top.
Kind of like what I got going on.
Yeah, it was a little, but it was lower.
Yeah.
And then only on the top, it had like this little thing to it. And then the next day I called him up. I said, man, I can't keep this on my head, man. I'm not trying to do this. Look. It's not that it looked bad, but you know, as a fighter, I don't want nothing that can
exactly
move around. If, you know, I take a shot, you know, and
dude,
it shows, it makes it look worse than it
Monaghi?
Is.
Remember Paulie Malignaggi went into the ring and he had crazy hair, and David Lemieux when he fought Triple G. Every time he got hit, the hair went flying. It gives the judges more to see here. So Keith, you're playing checkers. Everyone else is playing checkers, man. So let's talk about your year. First of all, hope you're having a good one down there in Florida. Hope you're safe. People are interested in you, man. You move the needle. Whenever you say something on IG Live, whenever you just say anything, people are interested in what Keith Thurman has to do. What's in store for 2021? Haven't been in the ring since July 2019 against Pacquiao, which I just watched. I have it on over my back shoulder. Very close fight, man. So what's coming up for you? And I know you're back in the gym sparring. Just take us through like what you have in store for this year.
You know, I just want opportunities, man. I want opportunities to get back in the ring and fight the best fighters in the world, you know. If I have to take a tune-up, you know, I don't mind. But I've been waiting so long, I'm already getting ready. I'm in better shape than I've been pre-camp in a very long time, you know. I've been very stagnant, just believing in myself, like, oh, okay, champ, just give yourself 11 weeks and you'll be ready for anybody, you know, give yourself 11 weeks, this and that. But what happened with the Pacquiao fight, and even before the Pacquiao fight, those 11-week camps had 35 pounds to drop. I dropped 35 pounds in preparation for Josecito Lopez, and then I did it with more strength training, but I still dropped, I gained all my weight back when I went to Tokyo. And I had to drop 35 pounds in preparation for the Manny Pacquiao fight. Yeah. Now, that's on me, you know. I did that to myself, you know. It already wasn't one of my greatest years. But at the end of the day, me having that weight loss and that lack of discipline, you know, I don't like blaming injuries for losing fights. I fought Danny Garcia with bone spurs in my right elbow. I don't like blaming injuries. I believe that with enough determination and the will to overcome, that's what we can do. That's what champions do. They overcome every obstacle, you know.
Yeah.
So the real obstacle for me, though, was being in better shape. I just want to put myself in better shape so I have a better performance. It was a close fight. I get mixed opinions about the fight all the time, but I didn't impress the people that mattered, and that's the three judges in attendance.
Yeah, I was there ringside doing the copy box, counting the punches. Man, you were landing bombs on Pacquiao. Probably came down to the flash knockdown. It's in the past. We're looking to the forward, looking forward to the future. What are, like, some name? Like, what do you want out of your career? You've accomplished so much. You know, still a young man, but in the boxing world, you're towards the end of your career. What do you like want out of the remaining years before you hang them up? What do you want?
I still believe that there's an opportunity. You know, I want what hasn't happened yet, right? I want the things that has not happened yet. And still, we're in a weird situation at 147 where, you know, the whole ordeal of fighting Pacquiao, I was supposed to beat Pacquiao, remain an undefeated world champion. Errol Spence had his unified title coming up. He won that. And then we would have been able to have an undisputed two welterweights with three world titles on the line. You know, for me, it's all about making history. I love this sport. I love, you know, knowing that I've done things that only a select few fighters have ever done in the history of the sport, which is being a unified champion. But if one of us, you know, it doesn't matter who it is, it still has yet to manifest in many, many, many years an undisputed welterweight champion.
Yep. And now you got Pacquiao doing his thing, potentially fighting exhibition fights. Like, a lot of these fighters have been chasing Pacquiao. You got the Pacquiao fight. A lot of, you know, Crawford's chasing him, Spence's chasing him, Ryan Garcia's chasing him. I'm sure Danny Garcia's chasing him, Porter's chasing him. Everyone wants a piece of the senator. But when it comes down to it, you got to get back in the ring, man. Like, is you taking a look at, you know, maybe like a fight with DSG? I know you had some comments with him. A fight with a rematch with Porter, a rematch with DSG could get you back into the discussion. You know, obviously you want that Spence fight. That could also happen too, because you take a look at Spence and Crawford right now are bickering on Twitter as we speak. That fight is, fans are getting fed up with Crawford and Spence not getting in the ring and figuring out who is the quote-unquote best in the division. Keith Thurman can now slip in there because Spence is running out of options for opponents inside the PBC world. I know you want that Spence fight.
I do, man. I mean, like I said, for my whole career, I thought 2020 was going to be the year. It was supposed to be a very special year. It's supposed to be an Olympic year. We were supposed to be able to talk about Olympic boxing. We could have talked about how Errol was an Olympian. We could have talked about how I was the Olympic alternate for the 08 games, losing against Demetrius Andrade. Yeah. And that, you know, you have all this talent. We have the future of boxing was going to be manifesting because it's an Olympic year. I just thought 2020 was going to be a really great year for the sport of boxing. Along comes COVID, and, you know, my predictions of the future, I'm not Miss Cleo, you know, they didn't come true. But at the end of the day, man, it's still one of the greatest fights in the welterweight division.
It is.
You know, I don't understand how you want to beat people I beat but not beat me. Well, you know, you want to go and perform against people that I've beaten and you beat, you're the truth.
Yeah.
But why don't you handle the guy that handled them before you got a chance to handle them?
Why don't you think he wants, like, he's been very vocal about not wanting to give you that fight. Why do you think that is?
But he ain't been real vocal. But he ain't been real honest.
Well, he's not a guy that really, like, screams.
For somebody whose name is the truth, he ain't been real honest. You want to? Now, look, let me tell you why Keith Thurman moves the needle, all right? I move the needle because I've been the fucking truth, okay? Yep. I've been the truth. Because when I talk boxing, I only know how to talk the truth. Why? Because it's what I do. It's what we do. Why you got to act like it's something different, man? If I worked at McDonald's, I would tell you how to flip a fucking hamburger with perfection. You understand? Yeah. I would tell you because that's my job. Yeah. You know, you got to understand what you do. We are fighters. You want the best fights in the world. You want the greatest recognition in the world. You got to fight the best there is out there.
Yeah. You know? Would you take a fight with Danny Garcia?
Yeah. You know, I still think, you know, he's going to have a hard time throwing more than 5-10 punches around. I mean, Danny don't throw enough punches to beat anybody. That's anybody at 147, all right? That's why he's got these losses on his record.
Yeah, it's right? True. It's true. Well, how about Porter? Would you fight? Would you rematch Porter? These are all fighters that are coming up losses.
Porter, yeah, you know, Porter, he's got he's still got that determination in him. You know, he's really determined each and every time he gets in the ring. You know, you can't stop Porter from being Sean Porter, you know. And we got a great rivalry, you know. He fought a great fight against me the first time. It was Showtime's fight of the year that year. It wasn't the fight of the year, but for the network, it was the fight of the
year. Oh, it's huge. But those are two fights. Those are two fights that, you know, all fighters coming off losses, all fighters that want to get back into the picture, makeable fights. I just want to know where your head's at. What type of fight? It's clear you want the Spence fight. That's pretty clear. You want that Spence fight. And then you would think, you know, the powers that be, the PBC, you're going to throw out DSG. You're going to throw out names like Porter.
I would love to do something new, all right? Because for Christ's sake, I cut my hair, okay? So apparently, it's 2021. I like doing new things in life, you know? That's what life is about, new life experiences, man. I've traveled. For those who know, you know, I've traveled the world. I've gone here and there. I like to see things. I like to reach out, have new adventures in life. So I do want something new. If I got to do a retake, if I got to do a remix and run it back, I'll do it because it still is an opportunity to showcase my skills and talent. And then it's also an opportunity to outperform myself.
Exactly. Right? You can compete against yourself, compete against your opponent. If you say you want to do something new, how about 154? Does that ever cross your mind?
I love 147. I'm addicted to the welterweight game.
It's a glamour division. It always has been. But 154 has got, like, it's attainable. You know, a fight with you and Mel Charlo, Lubin. There's so many names in the PBC world at 154. You're a bigger set guy. Maybe. Just throwing something out there.
My weight is always 147, man. I thin out really nice and easy when I drop the body fat. You know, I always felt like 154 is a subject that, like, maybe 36 years old. Yeah. You know what I mean? Maybe some 35. It's just something – I just feel like I'm still – even if I'm at the ladder of my prime, I'm still too in my prime to have to jump weight classes.
Yeah, we're getting close to seeing the end of this. Some quick hitters, man. Some quick hitters get you on your way. What do you think about Adrian Broner coming back? He got his opponent listed today. AB's coming back. Thoughts?
You know, good for him. You know, I mean, I know he was going wild on IG for a little minute. I know he was talking about getting back to the gang and all that.
What's in his feet, man? Feet pics. I don't want to see any feet pics anymore.
I'm glad I ain't seen none of them. I don't know what you're talking about, Willis. I don't know what you're talking about.
It was cool seeing your hair. It was cool to see your haircut. But then the next day I go on Instagram, I see Broner's feet. And I was like, man, we got to get some live fights.
You know, I'll tell you the one thing that got my gets me thinking. Adrian Broner fought, and last time he fought, I fought the month after. You know what I'm saying? So just knowing AB's getting back in the ring is just making me feel like, where's my contract? You know, that's how I feel.
Well, you want to get, like, you haven't even had, like, talks like that? Or I know you're getting in shape, but so when can we see you again? Is there, like, a time frame you're looking at?
ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, we're on the same wavelength here. All right, we've got two more minutes. Pacquiao versus Ryan Garcia. What can you say about that?
I think Pacquiao got real, like, I think he started to salivate when he saw Ryan Garcia get knocked down moving straight back.
Yeah.
Because that's Pacquiao's specialty, you know. He uses his speed. He lunges at you. He catches you off guard. Boom. He's like, yo, if that lesser fighter got him like that, I can get him like that, you know. I think it's a great fight for Ryan Garcia. I still think Ryan Garcia, you know, being young and being fast-handed, you know, a little bit of lack of experience. But, you know, I think a lot of people can put great fights up against Pacquiao just because of the type of fighter that he is, you know.
He's going to fight in spurts.
He's gonna take some shots. But, you know, what he brings into the ring is that pop, 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 those flurries.
There it
those
is.
Those awkward angles. Yeah. And, you know, maybe he wants, you know, he beat one time. Maybe he wants to beat an even younger dog and make him feel, you know, not as old as he is. Maybe he wants to prove something by having these performances against young talent.
Yeah, it makes sense, man. It's a lot of money on the line. He's looking for big game. He's big game fishing now.
Bernard Hopkins did it back in the day. You know, Bernard Hopkins did it, gunned after the young talent.
Yeah, it's not unprecedented.
When he fought Pascal, you know, and that was impressive.
Yeah, it's not unprecedented for an older, you know, the pass the torch type of fight. But for the older guy to win as well, Hopkins beat Tavares Cloud at age 48. Crazier things have happened. But my man Keith Thurman, our time is up. I appreciate it. I always enjoyed speaking with you. Hopefully we see you in the ring soon. We'll do this again when we have more time and it's not as rushed. But Keith, one time Thurman, I'm looking forward to that get back year, 2021, new hair, new Keith. Let's do it. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you. Signing out.